The Sesh Podcast, episode 170, take one. Hello, kings, queens, princes, princesses, commoners, peasants.
Jesters. Is that a thing?
I think so. Townspeople. What else we got?
Knight.
Highnesses.
Knight. You said knight, right?
Duchesses. Dukes.
Dukesses.
Knights. Yeah. Yeah, I guess we already said dookies.
Dookies is a word for poopy. It's also what I call my dog.
Trying to learn about the British royal family. We are going to be talking about them a little bit today. Always such an interesting world to take a look at as American.
It is, because people are absolutely obsessed.
Oh, it's very split over there. Half of them hate the whole thing, but then they have a lot of like diehard fans and people who really follow it.
I remember back in 2011, 2012, when there was some big wedding going on. I don't remember. Maybe it was Kate Middleton's wedding. I don't know.
In 11, maybe.
Maybe it was. Doesn't matter, whatever. There was a big wedding going on, and...
Yep, it was Kate Middleton.
It was Kate, okay,
oh, wow.
Kate's
was that
wedding.
Long ago? I was in high school.
Yeah, I was in high school, and my boyfriend at the time, his mom was obsessed, and she, and I, like, didn't even know who the royal wedding was. Like, I didn't even know what that was.
Yes.
And she was like, are you gonna watch it? And I was like, huh? She's like, we're getting up at 3 a.m., you should come over and watch it with us. And I was like, what?
There is nothing less I would rather
like,
do.
Wait, what? And they were, like, texting me that morning, like, come watch it. And I was like, okay, I'll come watch it. And I remember sitting there at like 3 a.m. being like, this is so boring.
I remember even a few years ago when Harry married Oh, why am I forgetting her name?
Meghan Markle.
Markle. Yes.
Right.
Meghan Markle. Yeah, people are getting up for that.
Yeah.
3 a.m.
It's a big thing.
And people get out there like that actually live there.
Super
Bowl. They go super early. Like, I believe people like camp out and try to get a peep at the newlyweds.
Okay.
Get a peep of the action.
Okay.
Little wave. Do the little wave.
Should we do the entire episode in accent?
Oh, I'm sure people would love that. Last time it was greatly received. Okay, now we will not do that today.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some Kate Middleton drama. Grammars. Some royal drama.
Grammars.
Yep, we're going to be diving into that. It's kind of interesting. It's pretty wild.
It's honestly pretty wild. Like, it's
very conspiratorial.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I kind of... like the royal conspiracies. Because the Princess Diana one,
yes,
I believe it.
Totally.
100%.
She was a badass. 100%. She was such a badass.
Dude, she's a queen.
She was cool as fuck.
Never was a queen.
But she
should
was
have
a queen.
Been. Would have been. She was the people's princess, I believe they called her.
The people's princess.
She was cool.
That's right.
She great sense cool of fashion.
Well, yeah. That was weird. Yeah, great sense of fashion.
She was just way too cool for that family.
But yeah, we're going to be chatting about that. By the way, I'm Janelle.
Oh, yeah. And I'm Kendall.
And we're joined by Carly here. Sydney is sadly sick.
She's sick Sydney.
She is so sick sad. Sydney this week.
We were just saying how bad it sucks when all four of us are not here. We get so bummed.
Yeah, we were just literally just saying the vibes are different.
And she felt so sad that she couldn't be here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And we actually were going to do, I know we've been talking about this segment that we eventually want to do, Am I Being Played? And you guys have sent us great submissions. We were going to do it today, but it was really, Sydney's been working really hard on it, and I want her to be part of it. So we're going to hold off and wait for her. But we do have plenty of other things to talk about today, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see what's on the menu besides Kate Middleton, the royal drama.
Which, by the way, you're watching this on a Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is, our schedule got a little weird this week.
Yeah. It's Wednesday right now and we're recording. It's Wednesday, my dude.
That's right. I think Lights Out is going to be going out a little late this week. And then next week, there actually, unfortunately, won't be a Mile Higher episode. We tried our best. Josh and I are going through some things in our personal life that we just had to take care of and focus on. So we're sorry. Doing the best we can, you guys. I mean, sometimes life happens. And I know most of you understand. So
life be life and sometimes.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
But it's all good.
I'm glad to be here, though, because I could use a serious pick-me-up. I love doing this show. It's so much fun. But yeah, we have, let's take a little look at our menu here. We're going to be talking about...
Jacques Poole is back.
Yeah, Jacques Poole.
Oh, Jacques Poole. Jacques.
Versus Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I like the Italian reiteration. Yeah. Mike Tyson.
He's an interesting lad. Mikey.
Mikey Tyson.
I loved him from the Hangover movies.
I was literally about to say, I've no opinion of him really other than I liked him in The Hangover.
Yeah. He was in The Hangover?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember they steal his tiger?
What do tigers dream of
when they take a little tiger snooze? Do they dream about mauling zebras or Halle Berry in her Catwoman suit?
Don't you worry, my little tiger head. Get you back to Tyson in your cozy tiger bed.
And then we're going to find our best friend, Doug. And then we're going to give him a best friend hug.
Doug. Yeah. By the way, that was for the commenter last week who said, if I sing one more time, they're out.
Well, now they're for sure gone.
So long. Thank you for hanging with us.
Singing brings joy, okay? I'm not going to hold back on our joy.
Ken and I have been annoyingly singing our whole lives, okay?
It's actually a family trait. We've explained this before. We do have an annoying gene, and singing is like a prime aspect of that.
Correct.
Your dad sings. My mom sings. My mom sings all the time.
Oh, your mom be singing all the time.
Oh, I sing all
making
the time.
Up song. I make up songs about everything constantly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is what it is. So.
I sing Blues Clues songs all day, every day. And I love it. I live for Blues Clues.
Wait, Carly, you have no recollection of that song, though? You look confused.
No, I look extra. I am confused.
Have you ever seen the movie?
I couldn't think of words. I've seen the movie like once. I am not very familiar with The Hangover.
You need to revisit. Oh, yeah. I watch that series at least once a year.
So
really?
Good. Oh, yeah. I love Ed Helms.
The second one's dumb as fuck, but the third one fucking kills me.
Yeah, the second one is my least favorite. It's still
smoothie.
Got some good movies.
Oreo smoothie.
I've what? Definitely...
He's like, Oreo smoothie.
Oh, yeah. Mother, Oreo smoothie now!
What's the song that's playing when the dad's having a heart attack?
It's like... Oh, it's a Billy Joel song. It's like a... I don't care what you say anymore. This is my life. The dad's having a heart attack in the background. He's just listening to his headphones after getting that giraffe's head chopped off on the highway.
Those movies are so unhinged.
Yeah, he's I've only ever watched the first one, and that's as far as I've ever taken it with The Hangover.
Oh, wow. What? You need to go, oh my God.
The second one's kind of stupid. The third one is iconic, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, never.
Alan puts a giraffe in his car and then accidentally drives it, which is not funny. It's not a real giraffe, but he decapitates it.
It's like going under a bridge
and causes a massive accident. And the dad's like, Alan, you don't want to know the checks I have to write to fix this. And he goes, oh, please, we're rich. God, I love those movies. They're so funny.
They're so funny.
I'll have to give them a watch a pew.
Yeah, at least watch the first one. I mean, the first one is so iconic.
Alan's the best character ever.
That's a Zach Galifianakis, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one's that?
Alan.
Oh.
And Bradley Cooper. I mean,
dude, Bradley Cooper's so hot.
Easy on the eyes.
Love mm-hmm. those damn movies, man.
I do too.
But yeah, Mike Tyson's in the first one, and that's like literally the only reason I know who he is.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Pretty much. Mm. I know he's also
the
fighting.
One. He's also the one that ate the ear, right? He's the one that bit the ear off.
Ew, what?
What? Wasn't, he ate an ear?
Isn't he the one that bit? Isn't he the fighter that bit off the ear?
During the fight, Tyson became frustrated and desperate after being repeatedly hit by headbutts. In the third round, Tyson bit off a piece of his ear.
Yeah.
That's
that's how I know him, because he's
Jake
like...
better watch out. He's going to lose an ear.
You better put some earmuffs on, by my friend.
Interesting.
Ew, dude. Like a little... What's the ear thing called?
Van Gogh moment.
When it, like,
earwax?
No, when you cauliflower ear.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is so bothersome to me.
Dude, I was watching the fights the other night with
I didn't even know
guys
that
I was hanging out with. And it, like, sometimes it just makes me sick. Ugh.
Like, you just want to cuddle at the end of the day.
Ew. Ugh.
The cauliflower ear really bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a dude with that the other night. Ooh.
Sick, sick.
The things these people go through, man. Anyway, we're also going to be talking about Jay Shetty.
And he's kind of turning shitty.
Yeah.
Jay Shetty be a liar a little bit, maybe.
Oh, I think a
fraud,
lot bit.
Question mark? Fraudulent question mark?
Yeah, I'd say exclamation mark.
Fraudulent exclamation mark question mark?
Exclamation point?
It's been pretty wild, but I'm actually not that surprised about it, because these kind of self-help gurus often are exposed.
It's true.
I'm a little sus of anyone that's like claimed got the way.
True.
Follow me. I have all the answers, right. You know, and which there's good ones out there, too. But
and then, yeah, we also have the real fam. Got to do a deep dive on the pictures.
Yep. Yep. What's going on? Where's
the hell?
Kate?
Where is Kate right now? Twitter is trending with Kate Gate.
Oh, Kate Gate. Oh, Kate that Gate. That worked out nicely for them.
Mm-hmm. That did. Yeah, it's a good rhyme. But before we get into these, I know we're late because our episode's late, but I still... we have to like discuss Love is Blind for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, which again, they screwed us with our schedule.
I'm getting
it is
so
Wednesday
pissed.
When we're recording this now. Y'all know we normally record on Mondays, and I've been complaining about the Love is Blind schedule. So we were like, oh, Wednesday, we'll have an opportunity
we can
in,
watch
the morning,
in the morning really
we can watch. No, They're releasing it at 7 our time.
I'm like, why are you doing that to us? Are
so they once again, you guys will have seen the reunion before we can even see it. No, I don't think they're doing, or are they? The
why live
thing
coming
did not go
7?
Well a
like,
while
that's
ago.
So weird. Why not just release it at
that's what I was thinking.
Maybe it
too.
Is live.
I don't know.
So maybe it is. We'll have to figure it
yeah,
out.
Didn't that like totally fail?
And I don't
last
know
time?
If it's, yeah, yeah. Well, they didn't even try it last time, but the time before that, it was a massive failure. People were pissed. Well, I definitely will be watching before I get back to John and Kate plus 8, which is my new interest.
I cannot believe you've never watched that.
I'm shocked.
Where are you watching it on?
HBO. I think Discovery Plus. It's a TLC, of course. TLC.
Learning Channel.
Yeah, that's exactly their
Dude,
content.
Have you watched Kate plus 8, Carly?
I watched it a little bit growing up. Like I know the whole story.
Yeah.
Them and their 8 kids, but
that's right. Yeah.
I'm surprised I've never watched it.
I'm surprised too, because that is right up your alley. I loved that show. I watched it like as it was airing and I was obsessed.
The reason I decided to watch it is I saw a TikTok that John is now a DJ.
Yes.
And I saw a video of him looking like a very sad DJ.
Yeah.
And
I was like at a pool or something.
I need to know how he got to this point.
Yeah. Their relationship is wild.
I always knew because I've seen clips of them fighting before and I knew that they've like not had a great marriage.
Yeah.
But I figured that in the first couple episodes they would really try to like hide that. They
no.
were
oh, no, they
dissing each other
oh, yeah.
immediately.
Yeah, no, they go at it from day one.
But just like, how can you not? 8 kids? And it's like, it's kind of a guilty thing for me to watch, a guilty pleasure, because there's something about watching someone's extremely chaotic life that makes me feel like blessed and relaxed, because I've been so stressed out lately with things going on. Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for them, but it's the same reason I watch Sister Wives. I'm like, oh,
right.
At least I don't have that situation to worry about.
Yeah, the whole John and Kate. I mean, because they start with basically how it goes is they have twins.
Yes,
they want one more, and they believe they
have sex.
They did IVF.
They did IVF. Okay, yeah, and then they got sextuplets. Yeah.
In the video clip, they should have a video clip of her pregnant. No. I'm like,
I am so
that
sorry.
That is my nightmare.
I couldn't remember if she had all eight of them in one go. If
no,
it
that's
was
Octomom. No,
that's Octomom. That's right. Okay.
No, it's crazy though. Like watching, I'm only like 4 episodes in, but just the everything they have to do to leave the house was so mind blowing. Like I feel overwhelmed leaving the house with one baby.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine. And then they're trying to potty train them.
Yeah.
They're potty training like half of them. Half of them aren't ready. Like this is my actual nightmare.
What season are you on?
One. I'm like 4 episodes and I just started it last night.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's a great show.
I know the kids like are not okay with the parents now. Like I know some shit went down with John and Kate and
they
divorced.
Heard he, like really abandoned them.
Full
They're
story. Very split. There's 2 of them. It's honestly really sad, like how this all played out. Eventually, like one of the sextuplets goes and lives in like this house away from the family, and they don't really like explain why.
Oh, that's them now. Wow, they're so much older.
Then he has like recently come out and like kind of exposed Kate, and so there's like two of the sextuplets are like living with John, as far as I'm aware, and then the other ones are still living with Kate, and so the family's like split up now.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know. I could tell there was like.
Because
they seem very abusive
to
each other.
It was John and Kate plus 8. Then they got divorced and it was just Kate plus 8.
Yep.
Then there was a spinoff that was like Kate plus date, where it's like Kate going on dates to find her next love.
I don't know if I'll make it that far. Josh isn't super into it. I will say the kids are so cute.
Oh, they're adorable.
Oh my God.
They're really cute.
They're adorable.
But yeah, they go at it, dude. I remember that show. Maybe I should do a rewatch.
Like it was the first episode, I think. They like went to the pumpkin patch and they're just like screaming at each other the whole time. And then they are carving the pumpkins and John is like, I'm gonna make a sad pumpkin for Kate because it looks like her.
Yeah. That's like how they are the entire time.
Yeah.
But it's interesting watching them like go on family vacations. As the kids get older and they have their little personalities, it's very cute. I mean, they have very different Kate is very type A, very like, this is the way it will be,
oh, yeah.
or it will be no way at all. And he's very much like, da da da.
Yeah,
like,
I could tell that already.
And I think they drive each other insane.
I'm at the part where she's like interviewing housekeepers and she fires the first housekeeper immediately because she finds like underneath a book there's some dust. And she's like, I don't know whose standards this would meet.
God.
She is intense.
I mean, she's the one that started the whole like Karen haircut. Like that haircut is literally.
Yeah, she doesn't have that in the first couple episodes.
No, and then she has it. Now she has long hair, but
the business in the front, party in the back look.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I've never dove into this world.
I'm surprised.
I never dived in.
Are you still watching Jersey Shore?
Yes, I'm on season 4. Just started it last night. It's going really well.
Nice.
To watch a couple to thruple, Curly.
Yeah. What'd you think? I mean, can I be honest with you? I got 20-30 minutes in the first episode and I was like, it wasn't really my
deal. It was pretty bad and just seemed very fake, and we bailed after I think 2 episodes.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
I started from the beginning.
Hey, the first like I'd say 11 seasons are really solid.
So good. Loved them.
I started getting angry at it after that, though.
Yeah, same.
It broke my heart too many times, too many traumatic deaths.
After Shepard's death, I was like, all right, this is the end.
Yeah. And please don't get mad at us for spoilers. This show's been out for fucking like 20 years.
They're on season like 20 something now.
Yeah.
The rule is like, if a show's been out for over a year, it's up for grabs.
Yeah.
I don't want to give any more away, but there's one, like the first massive death that happens. There's a character who was my favorite character. I loved him so much. And I'm not even going to tell you who, but like I had a panic attack in my basement. I started screaming. My parents had to come down, and then I had to skip school the next day.
I know.
Exactly. I could not function. I was like so distraught. It was the most like, it freaked me out.
In college, one of my friends started watching it, and she literally came downstairs and was like sobbing hysterically. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? She's like, I'm watching Grey's, and I'm like, why do people watch this show? All they do is cry.
Oh, I would cry like every episode.
Dude,
but not the trauma that I experienced during that first death.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because I experienced that same trauma. Like, I was not okay for like a week.
Oh, you've gotten to that part?
Oh, I've watched. Yeah, I've already watched.
What's the death?
I
don't want to say it for those who like want to start watching it, because those seasons are really good. The beginning,
the first, okay, but also they're on season 20. This show is like literally 20 years old.
Aren't they like bringing people back to life and shit? Some like died, and then seasons later they came back to life.
No, I don't
know. I think they're like in dreams and stuff. I don't think they're back. No, they're not back to life.
It's not like, but it gets ridiculous. Show.
It's like there's a shooting in one episode. The next week it's a plane crash and a car crash, and then there's
this hospital has seen the worst of the worst.
Dude,
of the
these
worst.
People have been through hell, like everyone that is a main character dies at one point.
That sounds like something that would give me major anxiety.
Yeah,
I don't need to be watching that.
I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I watch it if I'm feeling really sad. I just need a really good cry. Yep. I'll put on like what's his name, the Dennis episode.
Him. Oh, what's his name, he's in The Walking Dead too. Catherine Heigl.
Yeah,
oh my god,
Denny
she's in the prom. Yeah, Denny Duquette.
Yeah,
I love
played
him.
By Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I really like him as an actor. He was great as Negan in The Walking Dead.
Izzy and Denny.
I always had a crush on Karev, and then
oh my god, what's his name,
guy with the blue eyes, Jackson Avery.
Uh-huh.
Or the green eyes. Oh, mm-hmm. He's so fucking hot. This is like the second time in a month that we've gone over the attractive characters of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, it is actually.
Okay, let's
back to Love is Blind. Yeah, here.
Okay. Oh, Love is Blind, right?
Love
right.
is Blind.
Okay,
is love blind, as they ask?
I don't know still. No. I think it can be. Maybe. Well, it's clearly worked for some of them, but for the most part, I'd say no.
For the most part.
But the most part, I'd be saying hell no.
Okay, we're going to get into Love is Blind here. We will be doing spoilers.
Right.
Just so you know. So they open up the episode immediately with Toe and Chelsea. And I was not ready, because we wanted to record our reactions, which we will insert some of our own personal reactions to the show. I didn't think that was...
No!
I wasn't ready to start
the
recording.
The opening scene?
Yeah, immediately.
He leaves her ass?
Yep.
Yeah, you said no wedding, no can do.
Probably wise.
Probably very wise.
This probably shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But for all we know, they're back together, because
they were at a bowling alley recently together.
Who knows?
Okay.
So they didn't even make it to the aisle.
Nope.
Which again, there's this big question of like, do you get fined for that or what?
I think
the
if
hell?
You don't make it to the aisle, you get fined.
I don't know if they've actually ever fined anyone, unless it's confidential and they can't say.
I have no idea.
Who knows?
But either way, no aisle for them.
That was a big disappointment, because that was like everyone was looking forward to that. Right, come on. You guys couldn't have just Done it there.
So after that happened, I was like, okay, the other two, this is boring. Like, they're gonna get married, and that's gonna be the end of it.
I know. And I told you earlier that day at work, because I was like, you may think,
right,
but you will probably be wrong.
And I was wrong, man, because AD walks down the aisle. She looks so gorgeous.
Oh,
that dress is stunning.
Mm-hmm.
And Clay, I mean, at least the way they edited it, made it seem like he was totally on board with it and was excited to get married.
Granted, I do think they want that giant shock at the end that they cut out, I think, a lot of the bad moments.
Well, like the day before he was at his bachelor with...
that whole thing is so weird. The bachelor...
What's his name? Johnny.
Right,
and
right.
Like, he's like, man, he's like, I'm so glad it's us too. We got the baddest bitches, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then, for him to be like, sorry, finances, can't do it.
It's so embarrassing. Like, I just feel in front of all your friends and family. Everyone's dressed up, has taken the time.
Dude,
you guys got all
the
these flowers.
When he said no, I was shocked.
I know.
Truly.
I know. Especially after she had said yes. That's just so humiliating. And then she had to walk away by herself. That was a big mistake on his part, but I think she dodged a bullet.
I do too.
I think anyone who continually tells you, like, I'm scared I'm going to cheat on you, that's a red flag.
That is a red flag. Bright red.
Hi, dude. I'm happy for her. He better not cheat.
This has been the best process.
They always do.
AD, I love you.
Yeah.
I don't think it's responsible for me to say I do.
Oh.
But I want you to know that I'm rocking with you. I just don't think it's responsible for me to say I do at this point. When I still need work, I still need to get to the point where...
I know.
And I'm not going to have you over here thinking that it's not going to work. I'm going to put the work in for you.
Oh, that's so... He is embarrassing her. She better drop him.
I'm shook.
I didn't help. All the endeavors.
I do.
This has been the best process. AD, I love you. I don't think it's responsible for me to say I do.
Shut the fuck up.
I want you to know that. AD, I love you. I don't think it's responsible for me to say I do. And I appreciate you, and I know that you will fight for me and we'll let it work. I know, but I can't say yes right now.
It was crazy to see his dad have an interaction with his mom.
Oh, that whole thing was hilarious.
Yeah,
like, he was trying to be kind of sweet, and she was like, she's like, don't fuck you.
Yeah.
She's like, don't even try with me.
I know, I liked her.
But yeah, that whole thing ended. And
no marriage.
And no marriage. That's
and then it seemed like they were kind of making up, but then she said something along the lines of, like, I'm done with
him. Yeah, she was like, I can't continue on.
But that's just the day of. Who knows where they're at now? They could come in the reunion and be married.
Right, right, right.
Be pregnant for all we know. Like, the
craziest... Has anyone ever come in pregnant?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Uh-uh. Yeah. I think.
What?
Unless
the
I'm forgetting.
Hell?
Or no, maybe not. Actually, maybe not. People have gotten pregnant. Maybe it was later on.
I
feel like I have a memory of someone at some point being like, yes, we're pregnant and having a baby. But maybe not, because that's why people get so annoyed with Vanessa Lachey. She is always like, when are we getting a Love is Blind baby? Someone needs to have a baby here.
Those two are annoying.
Oh, they're horrible. I don't understand why they're there.
Nicholas Lachey.
Yeah, they really just need... I never remember their names. Cameron and
Kate.
I always remember one of their names, not both of them at the same time.
I'm trying to...
The first couple that is still together.
Lauren.
Lauren and Cameron. They should host the show. Or Alexa and Brennan.
Mm. So, all right. AD, Clay, done.
Yep.
Dunzo. And what was the other two? I literally forgot their... Brittany and Johnny.
No. Amy.
Amy, thank you. They were cute.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
They got married.
They got married. That's it.
And it seemed like that would happen. Yeah. I was not surprised.
Okay.
You may seal your vows with a kiss.
Very cute, very cute. Enough for that.
Now we'll bone each other for once. Come on now. Time to bone.
They should have offered Toe and Chelsea extra money to just at least do the wedding. And
I agree.
You know, it would have been juicy.
But yeah, we'll see what happens tonight at the reunion.
Yeah.
Pisses me off that they keep screwing with our schedule.
What's confusing and what I'm really looking forward to seeing is Kenneth and Brittany, because TikTok was posted. But did we already say this?
No, I was just saying I think they might be together because of the TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, we saw a TikTok. I don't know if they're just teasing to get more viewers in. I think they like to play games with the audience a little bit. Maybe they just like decided to film that. But who knows? Maybe they actually really are together.
Maybe they're back together.
You know me, I like them together a little bit. And I know people really don't like Kenneth. And like, I see why.
But he's fine.
I believe in love. I believe in a thing called love.
I believe in a thing called love.
I just really liked him for some reason. I know a lot of people didn't like him.
Seemed like a fine chap.
I didn't think anything he did was that bad. Like, he definitely was toxic and he did not treat her super well.
No, I agree.
But a lot of it's edited to make people look a certain way. I don't know.
That's why it's like, you know, most of the shit that we say probably didn't even actually happen the way we think it did.
What I really feel bad about is there has been a lot of talk that he's gay. Like, people have been discussing this a lot. And I believe his cousin made a post saying he's gay. Which I'm like, how fucked up? If that is true,
why would you out someone like that?
Seriously, that's how evil and your own rude. Family? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Especially because he is religious. And I'm sure that adds a layer of complication. Like, I don't know.
And it's like not something for people to be speculating on.
Yeah, it's
like,
very
stop
bizarre.
It right now.
I agree. That every time I saw it, I was like, that's just icky. Weirdos.
Yeah, agreed.
Stop speculating on people's sexuality. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it seemed like the show, for all the juicy drama that we got in the beginning, it really ended like
it was really anticlimactic.
Agreed. Anything else to say about that?
Nah.
We're moving on.
Nah.
Are we closing the Love is Blind book here? Unless something crazy pops up at the reunion.
Who knows? Don't spoil it for us in the comments.
We'll watch it tonight.
Oh, no. Actually, by the time this episode goes up, we'll have watched it. Yeah. So spoil away.
All you want. Discuss with us. So I don't know if you know this about me, but I would say 6 to 7 out of the 7 days a week, I am in some type of leggings because let's be real. They're so much more comfortable than jeans. I like to work out in them. Yes, I've been working out lately, folks. Huge, huge news here.
You have.
Huge news.
You are officially Sporty
Spice. Went to the
gym.
Yep. Okay.
Several times.
Like 8 times, guys.
8? Janelle.
8 times, guys. Really
Look,
big deal
for
me.
Your ins and your outs. Yeah. It's definitely in.
Yeah. Which I didn't even have at the beginning of the year, but it's happening. Okay. But in order to have a good workout or just be comfortable in general in my everyday life, I need the best pair of leggings. And I'm telling you guys, I have found the best pair of leggings from Quince. These leggings, I don't know what they're made out of, but I tell you what, they are the softest, buttery smooth. Sometimes leggings make my legs itch and I hate that. These don't do that. They're really stretchy. And my favorite thing of all is they wash extremely well. I cannot stand when you buy something, a shirt, pants, whatever, and you wash them and then they get like little beads and shit.
I was going to say that.
And like in between your legs and stuff.
Yes,
like that,
right
like,
in the crotch.
Yes. It
it's all
me.
Pilled.
Yes.
Sometimes I have to use a fabric shaver to like get it off. I've wanted to try the ones from Quince.
Dude, I'm not kidding you guys. I'm obsessed with these freaking leggings. They're the best. And honestly, they are priced very reasonably for how good of quality they are.
Everything they offer is such high quality, but at low prices.
All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So, hello, it's a no-brainer. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And they've got tons of other stuff too. They have stuff for your house, they have jewelry, they have stuff for pets. Mean anything you need, Quince has. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices in premium fabrics and finishes, which I personally love. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/sesh for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sesh to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/sesh. Moving on. This is a quick segment, but again, Mike, why are we talking about Mike Tyson? Why did we have a 15-minute segment on Mike Tyson?
Shall we sing the Tiger song again?
Yeah, we will. We'll sing it once more.
Well, yes, he is going to be talking, or I mean fighting. They're going to be having a discussion. He is going to be fighting Jacques Poul.
Jacques Poul.
If you don't know who Mike Tyson is, he's in The Hangover.
That's what he's most known for.
No. Actually, he is known as Iron Mike, and he's probably, I would say, the most famous fighter of all times, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his career record is 50-6, so he's had 44 victories by knockout.
So yeah, this has been going on for quite some time. I've heard so much talk about him maybe going to fight Mike Tyson, then it never happens. And there's, I think they've been like going back and forth with this for a while, but he has agreed to fight Jacques Poul. And this exhibition boxing match is scheduled to take place on July 20th and will broadcast exclusively on Netflix. So big fucking deal. So clearly that's why he agreed to it. It was a nice payday.
I will definitely be tuning in because you have to pay like $75. It's annoying.
Yeah, so this is just free on Netflix.
If you got Netflix, I think you could just watch it.
Ayo,
I will for sure be having a tune in.
Yeah, definitely.
What's crazy, though, is Jake Paul has won 9 out of his 10 fights.
Yeah.
Remember he fought, or was that Logan?
Well, Logan's in UFC stuff, I believe.
Okay.
Different, right?
Remember that one fight we watched?
I think Logan's in like WWE.
That's what I mean. Sorry. Yes.
Because UFC
the fake
is,
one.
Yeah, the fake
one. That's perfect for him.
Yeah.
Exactly where he belongs. But Jake should be there too.
But no, he's
actually pretty good.
He says, quote, "My sights are set on becoming a world champion, and now I have had the chance to prove myself against the greatest heavyweight champion ever, the baddest man on the planet, and the most dangerous boxer of all time."
I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine who we were watching the fights with, and he was explaining that, like, yes, Jake's good, but he hasn't fought anyone that is, like, exceptional. Like, he's not that, sure. Like, the fights have been, and this is just me repeating what he said, but they're, like, you know, strategically having him fight people he could probably beat.
Remember Logan Paul fought Floyd Mayweather?
Oh, yeah. Did he actually do that? Or was that the one they were talking about him doing and they never did? I can't remember.
Remember we watched that and he won against Floyd Mayweather. But Floyd Mayweather isn't a boxer.
That's when we watched. Oh, that's right. When we all watched together.
I do remember when we watched that.
And that was Logan Paul before he went into WWE.
Oh, so that was Logan. Okay.
That was Logan.
Okay. Anyways. Well, it's like these guys obviously have all the privilege and resources and so much money to just invest into becoming really whatever they want.
Of course.
But yeah, there's no doubt that they're both. I mean, Jake is pretty talented, it seems like. I mean, I hate saying that. I cannot stand the dude, but.
Yeah.
It's
just crazy to think where he came from. Well, yeah. In the sense of like mm-hmm. in the sense of he was a goofy YouTuber and now he's fighting fucking Mike Tyson.
It was Everyday Bro with the Disney Channel flow.
I was just gonna sing that.
It was.
And now he's this.
Everyday Bro with the
Mike Tyson flow.
So. Mike Tyson is 57 years
okay,
old.
57.
Okay. And Jake Paul is 27.
So that's 30
years.
30 year age difference. So I hate to say this, but I kind of think Jake's gonna win.
I agree.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. He's already been in retirement.
Mike Tyson's busy on The Hangover, okay? You don't have time to be training for fights.
It's been like 10 years since those came out, I think.
If not longer than that.
Well, what's crazy too is like, obviously, he's doing it for the money. It's got to be insane money, especially Netflix. Yeah. And this has probably been in the works for so long. Yeah. But it's like, I'm sure it's worth it. But like, is it to have one of the last big moments of your boxing career be losing to Jake Paul potentially? Oh, I just like that's true. Shitty
maybe,
way to end things, but maybe it's all worth it. And he doesn't care.
Maybe they're like cutting a deal. Like, yo, I'll let you win if you fight me.
Oh,
just,
maybe.
Just, even if Jake loses, it's like.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. This is great.
That's a good point. Maybe. So yeah, this isn't happening until July 20th. Ugh, hate having to wait for things. Seems like so far away.
It'll be here before you know it, pal.
True. So it's at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, which has an 80,000 seat capacity.
Should we get tickets?
Yeah, let's go. Company trip.
Let's go.
Let's make it a business expense. It's for research purposes.
That's right. We are journalists.
You think Trump's going to be there? I'll bet
probably.
Money.
Yeah. I'm sure he would be. Why not?
Why would
he? Goes to like all the fights.
Oh, does he really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was at the one on Saturday that I watched.
Oh.
Came in. Ugh. And then like one of the fighters, I can't even remember who it was. like in the midst of fighting, he like went up to Trump on the side and was like trying to talk to him and being like, "Dad," I'm assuming he was saying, "I'm doing this for America" or something like that.
God.
And then Trump was just like,
"Dad, Daddy."
You could tell he had no idea what he was actually saying because he was just like, okay.
We'll see what happens.
Are you gonna place your bets on anybody?
Yeah, let's do a bet. I'm placing my bet on Jake Paul. Sadly.
Yeah, honestly, if I was, when it comes to winning money, I would put money on him.
I mean, he has won 9 out of his 10 fights.
I would rather have Mike Tyson win, but like I said, he's busy playing with Tigers. So,
tell us who you're placing your bets on.
He says, "I can't be more excited to make this amazing fight available to all Netflix subscribers alongside the hardest hitter of all time."
Well, it'd probably make us sick to know how much he's making off this. Crazy.
God.
Crazy.
Yeah, we'll see. It better fucking happen. They better not bitch out. I need to see this happen.
No, I think it's probably too much money to bitch out from.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, moving on here. This is interesting because Jay Shetty has been always, I feel like everyone loves his ass. He's winning. His podcast is so successful.
It's super, super successful. Like,
people are obsessed with him.
I mean, he's had, I believe he had Obama on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had Michelle on.
I've actually never watched any of it. I've seen like clips of him talking. He's a beautiful looking man.
He is.
Nice blue eyes.
Yeah, beautiful to look at. For sure.
Green eyes, maybe. I don't really remember.
His eyes are probably contacts. They're not even real.
Well, at this point, who knows?
But yeah, if you don't know who he is, he's a British podcaster and world-renowned life coach and author. He's published books before. He has officiated Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck's wedding.
That is so random.
Really random. He's attended a White House dinner for Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi back in June of last year. He's interviewed Joe Biden about the administration's mental health initiatives. I mean, the dude's...
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
He goes to every award show. He's all over the place.
His podcast, which is called On Purpose, was among the top 10 most subscribed to podcasts in 2023. And yeah, he's had Michelle Obama, Kim K, Matt Damon, Kobe Bryant.
Did he not have Obama? Michelle?
He had Miss Obama, not Mr. Obama.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So, yeah, like you said, you know, world renowned. And now he's a fraud.
Just kidding. Oh, he even did an acting debut on J-Lo's autobiography musical called This Is Me Now.
Yeah, recently. Hey, pop off.
Done a lot.
Al.
He has a menu item at the ultra high end Hollywood grocery store or Erewhon.
I want to try Erewhon.
I don't. Looks like overpriced craziness.
I know, but I really want to try
like $50 a smoothie.
Yeah, I think he's something insane.
He made the love potion smoothie. I remember hearing about this. Got rose water, banana, raspberries, and strawberries. And all those things. $50.
I just want to try the Hailey Bieber smoothie. They sell like bottles of water for like $40. Yeah. I don't know why, but I want to go.
I was watching this like celebrity chef type person doing, she got $1,000 grocery budget to make like a small like meal for like 6 people using all Erewhon ingredients, and $1,000 didn't cover everything that she needed. Yeah,
it's very expensive.
I'm looking at the Erewhon website right now, and I mean according to this, it doesn't seem that ridiculous. Like,
really?
I mean, sparkling water, $3.50 a bottle.
There's like jugs of water that are like fucking $30 or something. I don't know.
Okay, let's see. Sourdough, $15. I mean, yes.
$15 sourdough?
Yeah. Let's see.
I know people pay a lot for their escargot. I'm joking. They're not actually $50. I think they're
$16. They are $20,
That's
though.
A lot for a damn smoothie,
That's
okay?
Craziness.
Yeah. Here's the Hailey most Bieber? Expensive, according to Daily Mail, most expensive items. A gallon of raw whole milk, $20 for 1 gallon.
Oh,
a 64-ounce bottle of hyper-oxygenated water, $26. Okay, sorry, so not 40. 4 Erewhon gluten-free sesame bagels for $15. A bundle of 3 granolas for $50.
Granola bars?
Granola in a jar.
Just like,
6 ounces of truffle-infused hot sauce, $40. Almonds, $27.
That is crazy.
So you can get your bone broth for $12 a cup.
That's a lot, man.
What the hell?
Or super bone broth for $15.
Well, it's become like a trend too.
Yeah.
To go there and, you know, it's like the whole, like, it's just a way to flex. Grocery flex.
Grocery,
no,
yeah.
Flex.
Because, yeah, we really need to flex our fucking groceries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been shopping at Walmart lately. I like it.
Walmart's a
I like it.
Good place.
I like it.
Anyways. They got good kids' clothes at Walmart too.
Yeah. I don't know why I said yeah. Like, I didn't know anything about this. Yes, they do.
They do, though.
They have some good clothes. They've got trendy little stuff in there. Anyways, okay, back on topic here.
Yeah, he's branded himself as a spiritual guide without ever specifying a religion and is a self-described Vedic monk.
So he says, quote, Vedic is a term I've used because Vedic is the overarching term that kind of houses all of these philosophies. So although Vedic is vague, it's a reference to Vedas, which is a collection of Sanskrit writings, which are some of the oldest religious texts in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So a member from the University of Cambridge's Divinity Department says that there's no such thing as being Vedic, and that, you know, being Vedic is being Hindu, and nearly all old Hindu traditions ascribe themselves to the Vedas. So he also refers to himself as an urban monk. However, there has been an author who kind of has already trademarked that whole term, and he's been going by the urban monk for years.
Yeah.
And there's a TikTok that explains more on this, and honestly, I think he does a much better job explaining this.
Yeah, I really wanted to play it. I thought he was so interesting to listen to, and I don't know the history of this guy or like what people think of him or if he himself is, I don't know, but he it made a lot of sense to me, everything he was saying. I think he should explain better than us. Yeah, like Janelle said.
Mm-hmm.
I've remained mostly quiet about this topic because, look, if someone's going to plagiarize and someone's going to steal other people's work, they're going to lay a trap for themselves. They're going to eventually get found out, which is what's happened with Jay Shetty. My personal experience is he was running around calling himself the urban monk. The problem with that is I wrote that book. It's in 30 languages. I had all the trademarks. I retain all the trademarks because I am the urban monk. My lawyers sent them letters and they, you know, cease and desist, and he stopped, right? And so I left it alone. But look, for 4 or 5 years, everyone in my industry has known that this guy has been plagiarizing. This guy has faked his way to the top. There's no proof that he was a real monk like some of us who are in the industry.
Just to clarify, what he's talking about is there was an expose article that has come out recently that has... I mean, major
it went into
accusations.
Detail, and it was from
We're
the Guardian.
Go over it.
There's telltale signs, right? There's a lot of look at me, a lot of trying to gather fans, right? If you're out there trying to help people, you tell them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. How do I feel about that? Look, he's not the first guy. He will not be the last. This is a person that is out there trying to disintermediate your relationship with the universe, sitting there telling people all these feel-good quotes that he stole from other people, present company included, to make you feel good about yourself and share and become a social media phenomenon does not make someone legitimate. What makes someone legitimate is the background, the training, the pedigree, and also the stance. You will never see a true spiritual teacher stand between you and the learning saying it has to come through me. So the moral of the story is, listen, I don't hate on this guy. That's not very monkish, is it? He is an example of what we need to be careful of. There will always be false promises. The essence of evil is that it will disintermediate your relationship with the light. That's how the shadow works. The shadow works through agents like this trying to distract you from what's really important, which is your personal growth. Don't fall for shortcuts. Don't fall for people saying the right things.
This guy has really
look
nice
at who
teeth.
They are, look at what they've done. Very look nice. At how they're saying it, and become better at discerning truth from fiction. Become better at discerning whether someone is full of crap or whether someone's coming from a place of authenticity. I think his time has come. I think his day is over as a spiritual guru. We all know. Everyone in my industry has known for years. Now the rest of the world is figuring out.
That's what's so wild to me with all of this coming out is there are so many people out there who have known this for so long, who are in the industry. So many of them view him as a fraud. And everyone's been afraid to speak up.
Yeah.
Because when someone has a massive fan base and is so loved, you feel maybe I will damage my own career if I bring the truth out there. And that sucks.
But the next one will be here. The next one will be here. It'll keep coming your way if you remain gullible to this type of information. Be discerning. Wake up to your inner self and forgive this guy, right? He doesn't know what he's doing. It's like he was given Frodo's ring of power. He was tempted. He took it. He blew it. This guy was a management consultant. He was never a spiritual guy. He got really good at tricking people into the role he was playing. Be careful. Be wary. Forgive this guy. Let's move on. You have work to do.
I like that message. That was such a good way of putting it. Very mature. Mm-hmm.
So turns out, folks, his origin story is made up.
Yep.
And he's being accused of plagiarizing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His stories are conflicting and his timeline is always changing when it comes to his past.
Yep.
In his books and many podcasts, he talks about being an 18-year-old first-year student at business school in London, prepping for a life of climbing the corporate ladder. Until one day, he attends a lecture given by an ISKCON monk named Gauranga Das, and Jay said that in this lecture, his life was changed forever. Side note, according to The Guardian, by the 1980s, ISKCON leaders were being described by some as abusive and cult-like. Men and women who had been raised in the Hare Krishna faith say as children, say that they have been subject to routine beatings and sexual assaults at the hands of ISKCON teachers. Children as young as 5 had been separated from their parents and sent to Krishna boarding schools in India, where, God, this is fucked up to say, but where boys were ordered to have sex with their spiritual masters. So really dark, horrible stuff here. And girls were married off to men twice their age. 2 ISKCON members were murdered by a fellow devotee for speaking out against the organization. Both murders were carried out by Thomas Drescher, who is serving a life sentence in prison where he acts now as a guru to other incarcerated people. So some people totally just agree. Don't stop no matter what happens to them.
Nope.
See the opportunity, hear the calling.
Yep.
Jay tells conflicting stories, changing small details like his age when the lecture happened. Sometimes he was 18, sometimes he's 21, sometimes he's 22. On his website, it says he was 20. So I'm
get your facts straight, homie.
All over the place. And he was so fascinated by Gauranga Das that he followed him back to Gauranga Das's ashram in India, spending summers studying ancient Hindu text. And Jay says he spent his time as a monk studying religion and meditation, but also spent a lot of time making social media videos and lecturing at universities in London, in the end attempting to convert people to his programs. Jay says that he skipped college graduation to join an ashram in a village near Mumbai and sheds his richest rags to devote his life to being a monk.
But how can you really do that and still be on social media preaching all this about like how to be your highest self to accomplish most pure self, but that also comes with material items according to his beliefs.
And he has very much leaned into the celebrity culture now, but and the rich lifestyle.
Why?
I mean, put out an Erewhon $20 smoothie. So interesting.
Because he had a revelation, okay, after a few years.
Uh-huh.
And he said his purpose isn't to live the simple life of a monk, but to use his voice to share his wisdom to the world.
He says,
monks don't go to Erewhon.
Give me more money. Yeah, he says, monks don't be charging $20
for Erewhon. He says, so how can I do that and still pass the word that I know? So I
need to share my voice and my wisdom to all the people who need me so bad.
And also, many people who knew him said that he spent most of his period as a monk in an estate in London and only visited India occasionally.
Ah, very nice.
Several of his peers described him as, quote, the London rude boy when he would come to visit. There are also multiple allegations of Jay using people's stories without consent or crediting them if they did agree and twisting details about his time as a monk.
In my opinion, I think profiting off of someone's vulnerability is just wrong.
Totally.
Like using the worst things that are happening to them and twisting it and using it for your own monetary gain.
Yep.
And just, I mean, you're preying on people's like vulnerabilities. You know what I mean? If that's just fucked up in general. I do think that there are some real like great life coaches out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that comes with the price tag that a lot of these come with. And maybe it does. And that if you can afford that and it's doing something for you, then great. Go for it. But also, it's not attainable to the normal person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just how can you really say that you're for the people, you're about the spirituality, you want to help people, but you only want to help the people who can
afford
it. Who can afford it.
Yeah.
So it's like you don't really want to help the people. You just want to make yourself richer.
It's a total wolf in sheep's clothing 100%. Type of situation. You know, it's exactly what, I can't remember that guy's name, the TikTok we brought up, but exactly what he said, you know, that this wisdom that he has learned from other people should remain free information for people. And if you truly care about helping people, you don't want to charge them for it or further your success, your career, your notoriety, and use it to better your own life.
You know what it's
life.
Giving?
What
you
is
know
it
it's
giving?
Giving?
What is it
it's
giving?
It's giving televangelist.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. So true. He is the televangelist of self-help.
It's giving televangelist.
And I agree with you, Curly. There are some good ones out there, but it's the minority for sure. And you've got to be so careful when consuming this type of stuff because it's easy for vulnerable people or people are in bad places in their lives to fall into this and feel like if I just it is like televangelism. Like, I will give my last dollar because it's going to improve my life. Yeah, and if I invest in tithings and it's sad, I'm going to be rewarded.
A lot of these people are, like you said, Carly, in very dark places and are very vulnerable and are willing to do whatever it takes to try and better their lives.
Yep.
And I think that this could be a great tool to help further you in your path to spirituality and your path to better yourself. But the thing is, a lot of these self-help gurus are selling it as a cure-all. They're selling it as, if you buy my 90-day program, then your life is going to change and everyone's going to love you and you're going to be at your highest self. Mm-hmm. But only if you give me all your money. Yep. And here's this PDF that I sent to your email, and the rest is... And it's like, no, the rest is up to the person who bought it. You can't... It's not just like, I bought this program, my life is like automatically changed.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like a new
shirt.
You still
have to put into the work.
Yeah.
Or put in the work to get the results.
Yeah, it's pretty wild that we're looking at this promo of him where it says, Jay Shetty, author, purpose coach, and former monk. Like, dude, you have some balls calling yourself that.
Yeah.
Truly. You tried to be... You staged yourself to be, but that's offensive to
actual
monks.
Apparently, you were the London rude boy.
Yeah.
He also has an app called Genius where you can, quote, become your best self with the teachings of a professional life coach and former monk. The low price of $39 per month. I'm not against any resource like that of bettering your life. I will say I have opinions about life coaching, and I'm not saying it's all bad and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I do think there needs to be some caution with that term, because what does life coaching mean? You can be a certified life coach. Anyone can do that. It doesn't require like an education, and life coaching isn't backed by scientific research. I think a lot of people can abuse that term, and I think it can be kind of dangerous of like, oh, I'm a life coach. I'm like, okay, well, there's actual doctors, psychiatrists, therapists out there who have the training and the education of, you know, that is scientifically backed and proven to have results versus someone who is maybe going through some type of like online training to be all of a sudden become a life coach. Like, you know, you're the all knowing now.
Yeah. Or hasn't gone through any online training or anything. And of course, there are, I think, probably good life coaches out there and people who have had good experiences with life coach that are charging like fair prices. But I mean, I have seen for myself.
I know what you're talking about.
I won't get into too many details, but I was given a quote for life coaching, and it was mind blowing, you guys.
Another thing,
insane.
Another thing too is like, I think that your experience as the life coach means a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna trust, if I'm gonna hire a life coach, I'm probably gonna trust the 75-year-old lady more so for a life coach than I'm gonna trust a 28-year-old.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
A good point.
Like, I'm like, it's we're talking about life experiences. You're coaching me on life. Like, me and a 28-year-old probably have had similar experiences.
Right.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Me, you know, if I have somebody who's much older and has different kind of
wisdom
then, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it too. But I don't think that just taking a course is gonna make you the know-all be-all of life coaching.
Right.
I'm sorry.
But he's got a course. Life coaching certification at the Jay Shetty Certification School for $7,400 a term. This term is 120 hours of self-paced training, including four modules and a final exam that must be completed to receive a postgraduate diploma level 7 qualifications or the equivalent to a master's degree.
Okay, bro. How has this not been called out so much sooner?
That's crazy to me.
I've heard nothing but like good things about Jay Shetty over the year from most people.
Yeah, me too.
God. No. He's been under the radar for a long time with this shit. God, he was able to really profit off of this for a long time before they... I mean, and it sounds like people were afraid to speak out for a long time. Sad. Yeah.
Okay, the next part is kind of confusing, so bear with us. Basically, according to the school's website, they are Authum approved, which basically means that Authum is an organization that your school can pay them. It's basically a way to give your program or your school more credibility that Authum is approving this as a credible organization. And I think it's kind of like an accreditation as far as my understanding goes. So anyways, they also claim that the Office of Qualifications and Examinations Regulation, which is also known as OFQUAL, which regulates all the schools exams in England approves of the certification. Overall, they're saying our programs are very legit. Our school is, you know, has good accreditation and whatever. So, however, Ofqual said that they most certainly do not regulate Jay Shetty's school and have asked them to take any references of Ofqual off their website. Now, it is still up. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he'll take it down. Who really knows? Jay's lawyer said that although the Jay Shetty certification school is not approved by Ofqual, they are a, quote, Autham approved center, and that Autham is approved by Ofqual, which means that as a result, students are eligible to progress to a certain program with advanced standing. Again, they're trying to make themselves look as legitimate as possible. And then a spokesperson for Autham said, quote, Ofqual does not recognize Jay Shetty. The center is not linked to any Autham Ofqual regulated qualifications. The website also lists a bunch of universities throughout the UK. However, the schools were asked about their association. Many of them denied any link to Jay Shetty's school.
Yikes.
So, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like his school
is a load of bullshit.
Is kind of.
And so is he.
Oh, Kendall said it.
I mean, aren't we all thinking that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think it's very sketchy. I wouldn't be going to school if I wanted to have something that was reputable, I guess.
Not even a master's?
Dude, that's so weird. Why?
That's so crazy.
Yeah, you get a master's out of school through life coach. I don't think a life coaching and a master's in life coaching is a thing. You don't even there's no degree. Anyways, whatever. Okay. Funny enough, though, he seems to copy. Okay, so you know, like on Facebook and shit, there's all like, well, maybe not you, Kendall, because you're never on Facebook, but they have these like super cheesy quotes and just social media in general. There's always
I see it on Instagram. All
right,
the time.
Right. So he copies those and puts them on his own Instagram.
Yep. Puts his own as if they're quotes from Jay Shetty.
Yes. And like that they're coming from his mind.
Oh my God.
One of them is the 6 inches between your left and right ear is the most valuable real estate you own. Don't let anyone or anything rent that space for free.
Dude, come on. What a fraud.
The 6 inches between my legs.
That's right, baby.
Healing doesn't have to look magical or special. Genuine healing is tough, purifying, and hard work. Don't glamorize change. Let yourself go through it. Don't try to make it anything other than what it is. And he literally has a thing below it. Jay Shetty. Someone else has tweeted this before.
Yep. Straight up stole it from someone else. Audrey Kitching.
He has hired a PR crisis firm. Get rid of the evidence of plagiarism by deleting more than 100 posts.
Oh my God. Now, again, fraud,
like,
dude.
If Random Blandum was doing this, who gives a shit?
Did you say Random Blandum? Yeah. I like that.
Random Blandum. Random Brandon was doing this. Who cares? But it's Jay Shetty pulling this shit.
Yep.
Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways.
Well, I'm glad I never, like, got into any of his stuff, or this would be a big letdown. I'm sure it's a big letdown for a lot of fans. He had a lot of fans who really believed in him. It's sad. It always is so sad when you find out someone you love is a fraud. I feel bad for people.
Yeah, and it sucks. It really does.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Anyway, we'll see where that goes.
Sucks for Jay.
I agree with that guy. I think his time is up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. No more officiating weddings.
No?
For big celebs.
Why not?
Well, I guess you can get him at a discounted rate now. Maybe you could get him for yours.
I think he was, we could get him for yours, but I think he was just friends with them. I think he's like pretty close to J-Lo.
Yeah, I think he's like in with all the
celebs.
Yeah, he's Jay Shetty. He's a celeb.
So as you all know, one of the worst days of the year just happened, and that was daylight savings time. I feel like before you have children, it doesn't affect you too much. But once you do, I know other parents know, it can be such a challenge. And keeping your child's routine and circadian rhythm in sync is so, so difficult. And not to mention your own, it can throw you off big time. And I mean, we all love having that extra hour of light in the evening, you know, bringing us out of the darkness, but it can be a challenging time. So I want to talk about Hatch. Hatch has become one of my favorite brands. I use my Hatch every single night. I travel with my Hatch, and I use my daughter's Hatch every single night for her as well. And that has helped to keep her routine in sync. Hatch can help you choose sleep and prioritize healthy habits and make that time change transition seamless and enjoyable. The Hatch Restore helps you build sleep habits and makes your unwind and wake routines simple and enjoyable for a phone-free bedtime, no matter what time of year it is. And with a Hatch Plus subscription, you can access the latest routine-building features like a cue to unwind, which signals you that it's time for bed, Pillow Talk, which is just like your favorite shows or socials, but without the screens that keep you up. And I love my Hatch because I can completely customize my night and morning routine. Personally, I'm someone that loves to sleep to nature sounds, specifically thunderstorms, and I love that they offer three different levels of rain, you know, light rain, and then a little bit more thunder in there. And then if you're like me, you can have a just raging storm, almost hurricane level that just, you know, completely drowns out anything. And you can customize the volume of it. I always keep mine at 70. And then for the morning, I change up my alarm all the time. I've used the flute one a lot, but there's also lately I've been using the sound of morning birds, and that's been really relaxing to wake up to. Plus, they also have a light feature, so it creates a sunrise in your room. So oftentimes I wake up from the light alone before the sounds even start, and you can customize the colors of the light as well. They have different modes. Like right now I'm using Malibu Sunset, which I think is really soft and calming, but I change mine all the time so that I'm not waking up to the same thing every day. I'm telling you, you guys, you will love Hatch. I also got it for Josh's mom recently and she absolutely loves it. It's a great gift. And right now Hatch is offering my listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/sesh. Visit hatch.co/sesh to get $20 off and free shipping. That's hatch.co/sesh.
All right, moving on here.
So, Kate Middleton, we have been getting a lot of requests to talk about this, and it's kind of interesting, but also at the same time, is it? I don't know. You be the judge. Let's go through what we know at this point. Keep in mind, though, that there are people that are highly obsessed with this family and this whole saga and probably know and understand this much more than us. We are but Americans.
We are but Americans.
We are only trying to make sense of this wildlife that they live.
Imagine having something like this in America. I mean, we kind of do.
Kardashians.
Yeah. And like, just there's a, like celebrities I feel like that people are obsessed with.
Addison Rae.
Well, now we have
Ray.
God.
What the hell?
Well, now we have Harry and why can I never remember her name?
Markle.
Meghan Markle. Because they live here now.
Oh, yeah.
I believe they're still here.
Wait, here? Oh, yeah. In the United States. I mean, like, in Denver. I'm like,
No.
They live in California, pretty
California,
sure.
California,
or, like, Seattle. I don't know.
I think California.
Meghan Markle was on Suits. You ever watched that show?
No, I've heard she
John
was good
in
that.
John is obsessed with that show.
Oh,
and
really?
I was staring at the TV like, that looks like Meghan Markle. And he's like, oh, really? John has no idea what's going on. He's like, yeah, I don't know. And then I looked it up. I'm like, that's Meghan Markle. He goes, oh, makes sense. I'm like, yeah, makes sense.
Isn't that a show about a law firm or something?
People love that show. Very popular.
You should check it out.
Anyways, though.
So Kate Middleton. Where is Kate? She's been MIA since
Kate Gate
last Christmas. Christmas of 2023. That was her last
appearance.
Yep, last public appearance.
It's been like 3 months.
Not even.
2 months.
Yeah.
Like two and a half months and change.
But people be losing their shit.
This is the last photo of their public appearance. Kate, William, and the kids. Then, fast forward to January 17th, Kensington Palace announced that Kate was getting some, quote, planned abdominal surgery. Okay, nothing to be worried about. They said then the surgery was successful and that she'd be in the hospital for 10 to 14 days, and then she'd come home and finish her recovery there.
That's pretty intense, although I wonder if the recovery is longer because she's a royal and can afford to stay there longer, or maybe
days.
It's like to protect her from the public as long as possible, because that isn't pretty intense in hospital recovery.
You really think about it like
right?
That. Yeah, no, you're so right. 10, 14 days is a long time. And they said that it would be unlikely that she would return to public duties until after Easter, which it's not Easter yet. So Easter is at the last day of March this year for the U.S. Well, I guess it's everywhere.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's just a universal
thing.
Yeah,
I don't know why I said that. I don't know. I haven't celebrated Easter since I was like 10. So I guess it's not, they basically warned us, like, she's not coming up till Easter.
Yep.
And that is, though, a long-ass recovery. So people were wondering, what the hell kind of surgery takes that long before you can come out in public?
Mm.
And of course, the internet said, Kate got a BBL.
It's the obvious answer.
Kate got a BBL, because apparently BBLs take about 3 months to recover from. So the only, answer is that she got a BBL. And apparently, like, you like, I guess in some case, I don't know if for every case, but for BBLs, you get stuff taken out of your stomach and then put in your butt. So maybe that's, yeah, that explains the abdominal surgery part.
Mm. I don't think the recovery would be that long.
Like that you couldn't go in public at all?
Yeah, that seems, I don't know. Or maybe like a tummy tuck or something. But even then, right, like, I don't think the recovery is that long.
Well, like, obviously recovery for a surgery can be up to a year, right? But the actual recovery before you're able to like go out in public doesn't, that's like a long ass time.
And this is just my opinion, but I don't feel like she would get a BBL because she's under such scrutiny that like people would figure it out and like torture her over it.
Yeah, you're so right. I do agree with that. So weeks go by, everyone wondering, where the hell is Kate? Well, guess what, folks? On March 4th, TMZ released a picture that is apparently Kate in the car. Yep. Now, this picture does not look like Kate to me, okay? At all. What do you think about this picture?
I mean, I'm not a Kate Middleton expert. I haven't studied her face, but it kind of looks to me like it's her.
Really?
I don't really see, I don't know. I mean, maybe she's just like
here.
But also, like, it's every time she's seen in public, she's wearing tons of makeup and is all made up. She's like recovering from surgery. I don't know, but I see what you mean. It doesn't look like exactly like her. But I don't.
It's,
I think
also
it's a big
shitty
stretch.
Picture
like,
taken from far away.
Right. Right. So, and people. How can you really know? So people think that this is
people.
This is like a, what's it like a.
No.
What's the word for someone that's like
body,
a body double?
Body
yeah.
Double.
Yeah. They thought it was a. I can't remember the
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. Yeah. That'd be really funny, honestly. Katie Holmes is rolling around as Kate.
Well, she doesn't look that much like Katie Holmes in this picture either. That's
actually
kind of
does look like Katie Holmes.
You think
really?
So?
Look up. Yeah. I don't know. Don't you think? It's kind of giving Katie Holmes.
Yeah, I guess
that
so.
Picture,
maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, we need another Katie type of person.
Mm.
All right. So then March 10th rolls around, Mother's Day in the UK. This is where shit really starts to get crazy, okay? The Prince and Princess of Wales official Instagram account posts a picture of Kate and her kids. And the caption says, thank you for your kind wishes and continued support over the last 2 months. Wishing everyone a happy Mother's Day. And then there's C at the end. And people were like, who the hell is C? Well, her real name is Catherine with a C.
Oh, but
so,
she says Kate? Interesting.
So she goes by Kate with a K. So that's, you know, her signing off on that picture. Now, the picture here has
gotten everyone riled up. Looks like a normal little picture.
Yeah, when I was looking at this, I was like, I see absolutely nothing wrong with this.
But this
I'm
is
also,
the internet.
I'm also not a photographer, so.
There are detectives.
People have
found problems with it.
Ripped this picture apart. We're going to go through some of them here, and I want to hear what you guys think. So, first off, Kate is not wearing her wedding ring, and people are very sketched out about that. Why aren't you wearing your wedding ring, Miss Ma'am? Maybe because she didn't want to. Okay. I don't know.
People have done that to me too. Like there have been times where I just like have taken off my wedding
ring
or like forgot it at home and then come in to record and then people are like, oh God, Kendall and Joss are getting divorced.
Yes.
Oh God.
Oh boy. Okay. Let's go through these. So one, part of the Princess Charlotte, who's her daughter, her sleeve was removed by her left hand. Now, if you look close up on the picture, clearly part of it is kind of like strange looking. I mean, you can see like the plaid is overlapping and then like part of her sleeve like sticks out kind of.
Yes, I see that.
So
yeah, that's a Photoshop fail.
That's definitely a Photoshop fail.
Yeah, it looks like part of her arm's kind of like cut off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, her hand doesn't continue into the where the spit. What the hell?
The zipper on Kate's top appears to be edited in some way, kind of just disappears. And there's like this kind of horizontal line here.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Princess Charlotte's hair is oddly cut off on her shoulder.
I can see that.
Yeah, I see that
too. I can definitely
too.
See that. Mm-hmm. That's a little weird. Her skirt also kind of sticks out in a strange way by her waist.
Yeah.
To me, it kind of looks like it's just too big and it's just popping off of her body.
It looks like a ghost pulling at it. No, it looks like they were trying to like fold it over.
It's like kind of defying gravity.
Yeah.
And like it doesn't match the rest of the plaid. See the bottom half, the plaid's going this way, and then that top part. And it's just, I don't know, maybe that's just me.
All right. So the skirt is in question here. Okay. How about her knee? Princess's knee. That seems like it's blurred.
Yeah.
Or something.
Oh, for sure. There's such a stark line on the rest of her leg. And then it's,
mm-hmm.
yeah, what the hell?
Uh huh. Prince Louis's sweater, his sleeve is skewed.
I think it's Louis.
Oh.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Louis, that sounds like a
Louis
prince name.
Sure. Well, the sweater here is, again, kind of the same as Charlotte. Yeah. How about his hand? I don't know, man. That looks like he's doing this.
Yeah, I think it's just a child making a weird thing with his hand.
It's the Illuminati confirmed.
Yeah. He's just crossing his fingers, yeah, showing that it's all fake.
Now, they also say that the like ledge that his hand is on, that concrete thing, is kind of like wavy at the top, which I can see.
Yeah.
Dude, how are people catching this? When I was looking at this, I was like, looks completely normal to me.
Mm-hmm.
They say his fingers cut off again. I don't know about that. Okay. They say the step behind them doesn't match, which I don't see that at all. Looks completely normal to me.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything there either, unless I'm missing something. Oh, I kind of see it. Looks like a chunk is being kind of cut out.
That
maybe.
That doesn't look like an editing fail, though. That just looks like a chunk of this.
Yeah.
That just looks missing. Like an old piece of ground.
Concrete.
And why would there be any editing to that part? That would be anything nefarious.
You never know, Kendall. Okay.
Guess you never know.
Kate's hand is out of focus, her right hand, which is a little weird. If you compare the two, it's definitely more out of focus. People say that her hair is airbrushed, which doesn't look airbrushed to me.
Yeah, I agree.
And the funniest thing is people think that the face, her face in that photo, was actually from her previous Vogue photo shoot. That they stuck that face and put it on her picture here.
Like she's not capable of making the same face with her own face?
No.
That's right. Or she's not here at all.
Ah, that it's Katie Holmes and they dubbed her face on top.
Correct.
Right.
I mean, I will say it looks very similar, but it's also the same person. So, right, so I would assume that they would probably look pretty similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if we did that with a lot of our faces and pictures, I mean, how many expressions can you have that you can switch it up picture?
Look through our thumbnail photos.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised, actually.
You're doing the same thing oftentimes.
Let's see. So, okay, the picture goes up and people are freaking out. And then there was a kill notification put out, which if you don't know, it's basically just a term used to make a retraction in journalism. Associated Press literally says, clients, please be advised that the following story has been killed and should no longer be used. The reason for killing the story? At closer inspection, it appears that the source has manipulated the image. No replacement photo will be sent.
Okay, like, but what's funny is the source is them.
Right.
I just don't understand. It's the fucking royal family. You'd think they'd have a budget for like a good Photoshopper.
I know.
And we see this all the time with celebrities. The Kardashians are like majorly guilty
like,
of it. And they have so much money.
So maybe that people talk about you?
Maybe. Because some of their Photoshop fails are like insane.
Totally.
Remember that one where the kids were at Disney World and they like Photoshop true into the photo, like maybe she wasn't actually there.
That
was so weird.
Yeah,
like even photoshopping the kids.
Yeah,
what the fuck.
So after this, the Kensington Royal Twitter account posts a tweet that says, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I want to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. Again, signed C.
Experiment with editing, as in do a fucking hack job on this. What is going on? I was just playing. It was art.
Yeah, I was just playing with it. Then on March 11th, there was a picture released of Kate and William back in their car.
Mm-hmm.
People were like, oh, this is also Photoshop because the bricks behind them are fucking crazy. What's and they also claim that her hair is styled the same way it was during her appearance at the 100th anniversary of Battle of the Somme back in 2016. Like, wow, people have a lot of time on their hand. Basically hinting that it's an old photo that they used.
God, yeah, people are obsessed. Remember that?
Yeah, the agency who took the photo has come out and stated that the picture has been cropped and lightened, but nothing has been doctored up. Now, also, of course, despite the fact that she says she experiments with Photoshop, in past interviews, she has mentioned that she thinks it's important to capture authentic pictures that aren't staged. We'd be like, oh, Kate, you're a hypocrite. Because back in 2020, Kate was promoting her Hold Still campaign, which is basically she had this initiative where she was collecting photos throughout the UK during the pandemic, really to capture like how the country itself was during that, you know, such a weird time in history and in the world. And during the interview, she stated, quote, one of the fantastic things about photography is really capturing that moment. It is not setting it out perfectly. It is not clearing your house away so you've got the perfect studio set up, but it's really capturing those moments that feel real to you and that capture the moment or an expression or a feeling, I suppose. So they're taking it as like, she says that she's into real life photos, yet you're sitting here manipulating it all.
Well, I mean, it's clear that it is manipulated for sure.
Yeah.
I highly doubt that she has the time or like the care to want to.
She's recovering from the BBL. She's in bed bored.
I was just going to say, what if she's like literally just in bed
she's
bored?
On face she's tune on the FaceTune app. Zooming in.
Posts it.
No, I'm sure everything they do is so scrutinized. They've got to be running this through other people, but someone fucked up. Mm-hmm. Someone lost their job.
But what's crazy is the royals have been photoshopping their pictures for centuries.
Really? My sister was telling us this.
Yeah, she's
this
the one morning. That sent this TikTok. So shout
for
out to
centuries.
Emily.
For centuries.
For centuries.
For centuries. How is that even possible? That's hundreds of years.
Let's wait. Take a look. There was Photoshop back then.
This TikToker explains it better.
But once again, she's not the first royal woman that this has been done to. Queen Victoria was one of the first royals to dabble with photo editing. She lived during the dawn of the photographic age. She and Prince Albert were obsessed with it. And Victoria was also obsessed with ways that you could edit photos. Yes, even the Victorians were retouching their pictures. There are some really fascinating articles on how they did this. Basically, they would manipulate the plate that the picture was printed on before it made it to paper to permanently alter the image. They could do things like fix skin texture. Do you see how this is like dappled on these people's faces to make it look more smooth. Queen Victoria was always a rather plump princess and then queen. She was always self-conscious about her weight, and she asked photographers to edit out her double chin in pictures. She actually hated pictures of herself. She called her own likeness horrid, and there's one photographic plate that she actually physically scratched her face out of because she didn't like how she looked. With the composition of this photo here, doesn't it just bring you back to Kate? I'm willing to bet the reason we're not getting the raw, unedited picture is because there is no raw, unedited picture. If you wanted the blank canvas here, you would get something like this because her face has likely been pasted in post. We could go on for ages about specific royals manipulating how people saw them. This picture of King George III was being distributed to his colonies, even into his old age when he was suffering from mental illness and dribbling food all over himself, but you still saw this image of a very strong, healthy king. I mean, hell even yeah. Someone like Edward VII, Queen Victoria's son. This is his painted coronation portrait, something that you have a lot of control over, when in reality, this is how he appeared on the day. A little bit more rotund, shorter, and just a guy. You're not supposed to think of the royals as just people. You're supposed to think of them as larger than life and visually very, very close to perfect.
There you have it. What are your thoughts? Conspiracy time.
So first of all, this is from Matta of Fact.
Matta
on
TikTok.
Thanks.
On TikTok.
No. Yep. Conspiracies. People think she died.
Yeah.
Which is.
Well, of course, because then there's the. Which, again, I do believe.
Yeah.
I believe.
I'm not saying the royal family doesn't do weird shit.
Oh, no. They like, definitely
for
do.
For sure.
They're sketch as fuck.
But
and I do believe Princess Diana was murdered. Just gonna say it.
I agree.
So I see why people are going there. I think that's a bit extreme for this circumstances.
Because she hasn't been seen since Christmas, though.
Yeah, like, could she have really just had a surgery? Yeah. And does she have every right if it is a BBL? Of course.
No, they're not allowed to have BBLs. How dare
no
you?
No fat asses for the royals.
It's kind of sad, though, because, like, what if she is having some, like, majorly horrific health issue and serious surgery?
Well, and if, especially if it's something big and serious, scary medical-wise, like, why would they want that
out there?
And, like, you know what I mean? I'm sure people would be praying more so on their downfall if they were sick.
It would suck to be in their position, though.
Ew, yeah.
Like, just the media over there is so crazy about it and the amount of shit that they've caused. I know there was that incident recently, in the, like, the last year or so with Harry and Meghan, too, where they felt like scared for their lives.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember the exact details of it, but I remember hearing about it.
Didn't they like, they didn't want to go back to England, right?
Yeah.
Something to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess that's the reason they didn't want to go to England.
And it's like, obviously, I don't know 100% that the royals killed Princess Diana. I don't know. I've seen a lot of evidence that makes me lean that way heavily. But at the same time, there is the idea that it's just like the paparazzi killed her essentially because they followed her into that tunnel and covered, caused the wreck, and that's kind of their story. So like, it depends on which side of the coin you're on that, but like, no doubt these people have been harassed horrifically by
absolutely
the media.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, Easter will be the tell-all. Will she make an appearance or not?
So wildly stupid. And
so
who
stupid.
cares?
No, I really
I'll be waiting till Easter. I can't wait. That's the first thing I'm doing Easter morning. Same. Checking to see if Kate is alive.
I have
alive.
My countdown on my phone.
2 more weeks.
Kate Gate exposed.
Two more weeks.
God, interesting. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Exactly.
No, I highly doubt it's any plastic surgery, honestly.
Okay, Daisy with sickle cell.
Daisy, it's probably something really, really bad.
I hope it's... I hope she's recovering.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, 10 to 14 days in a hospital. I didn't really think of it like that. That is a long time to stay in a hospital. But also, isn't health insurance free over there?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, I would be saying
in America.
Yeah.
It's like $1 zillion to stay one night. So that's great.
Yeah, and I'm sure that, I mean, most people don't want to stay in that hospital that long, but even also, if it was paid for.
I'm sure she's getting like the royal treatment.
Right.
But at the same time, why wouldn't they just go home and have a doctor stay and be waiting on her hand and foot?
But maybe it's to get a real break from all of this and to like stay out of the public eye.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't have a surgery though. Maybe there's something to the conspiracy and she just wanted like a fucking break. It was like, I just need 3 months away from the public. Could that be an answer? I don't know. I really want to hear from people who have like gotten really into this or our friends across the pond who... like are more familiar with the royals and the history and everything. Like, what do you guys think? Do you think this is ridiculous? Do you think it's true? Do you think there's really something like nefarious going on? I'm curious to hear from y'all.
I don't know. Guess we'll find out on Christmas or on Easter.
Hi guys, it's Kendall. I'm recording from my at-home studio because we started looking a little bit more into the Kate Middleton story after we recorded this. And there were a few things that arguably aren't really that important, but I know some people who are really following the story or might understand and have followed the royals a little bit more would want to hear these details. Or I guess those people probably already know these things, but we wanted to, you know, try to be as thorough as we can in this investigation into Kate Middleton's whereabouts. So I'm going to go through a little bit more of the timeline that went back a bit farther than we thought. So basically, back in September of 23, Kate revealed that she injured two of her fingers while she was jumping on a trampoline with her kids, and sounds pretty, you know, typical. This injury seems to have lasted a few weeks because when she was out in public again, she still had her fingers wrapped up, and some people thought this was strange for her finger to be injured this long. I mean, I think that's a bit dramatic. I mean, you really can injure yourself pretty bad on trampolines. So, and it's just her fingers. Maybe they're just taking extra precaution. I don't know. Does it really matter? I don't know. Then on December 22nd, William and Kate announced that they would be going to Italy sometime in spring of 2024. But the exact date was never announced. But people think it's weird that they would be going on a trip around the same time she's getting this planned surgery. So I see what they mean, but also sometimes surgeries are moved up and, you know, you can move your travel plans. And they also said sometime in spring of 2024, we're not even in spring yet. So they still could be going on this trip. But there was one interesting thing, which again, there could be really nothing to this, but we wanted to at least mention it. On December 28th, an ambulance with a police escort was spotted outside of Sandringham, which I hope I'm saying that right. But anyway, it's where the royal family was spending Christmas. And there's no statement from the royals as to what this was about. Keep in mind, I mean, I don't know if it's, I highly doubt it's just them on a trip like that, you know, or a Christmas occasion. These people have a huge staff, and I'm guessing there were other people there as well who could have been injured. However, it could be that the ambulance was for her. Who knows? And maybe it's because of some type of health issue that's going on. Of course, people have gone to extremes with it and think that they are hiding something bigger going on, that maybe there's abuse going on. But yeah, there's been no confirmation that this has anything to do with them. It could have been for anyone there. Also, during her stay in the hospital, it's been reported that none of her kids or parents visited her at the hospital. William did visit her. Also, the tabloids in the UK have reported that family members were all shocked to hear that she went into surgery and they weren't aware of her health issues. But how do we even really know that that's true? I mean, we all know that the tabloids, especially the royal tabloids, get a bit extreme. And I'm not trying to sit here and sound like I'm defending the royal family. Like I said, I believe they're shady as fuck. But then anyway, on January 28th, a Spanish journalist claimed that she heard from an aide in the royal family that the surgery was a hysterectomy that went wrong and she went into a coma. Now, there is no way to know if this is true. This is purely speculative. You know, this is hearing from a source. Although it could be true. And if that is what is going on, I think it would make a lot of sense and is also very sad that she is going through something like that serious.
However, the British newspaper, The Times, came out and basically said that it's completely untrue and made up. But regardless, this Spanish journalist is sticking by this claim. And then just a little side note here, tabloids have been claiming for a long time, and a lot of people think that Kate and William have a lot of marital issues. Tabloids have reported that they have violent disagreements, so people think that they're getting divorced. There's also been discussion of a hospital stay having to do with some type of mental health crisis that Kate had. But again, there's no hard evidence to prove this. Tabloids have also said that it will actually take 9 months for Kate to recover. And I also think it's worth mentioning that obviously King Charles has been in the media a ton since he was recently diagnosed with cancer. And there are all these conspiracies surrounding that whole situation. But today we're only focusing on Kate. I know there are some people that are very into all of this. And like, I get it, especially if you live there and it's part of your culture. It's just the way that we follow our own celebrity culture and stuff. So I understand there are people that are really invested in all this. But I mean, the bottom line is that tabloids obviously publish really wild shit all the time, and tons of it isn't true. Some of it is. But if we were to sit here and discuss every single rumor that they've spread, we would be here all day. And I don't know if that's right either, to just spread all this speculation. I hope I don't sound like I'm defending the royals. I mean, I'm certainly no fan of the royals. But I do have human empathy, and I feel like if these people are going through something major or a major, you know, health crisis, that it's kind of sad they have to deal with all of this. But I could see how people have thought that it's a lot more than it is. And maybe you're right. Who knows, right? I hope everyone's healthy. I hope everyone's okay.
Well, let us know what y'all think on that. Let us know what y'all think on everything we talked about today. Some interesting things. Where's Kate? Who's going to win, Mike Tyson or Jacques Poole? And what did you think of Love's Blind? The reunion? The finale?
And have you tried the next season? Shetty Smoothie?
Yeah.
The Shetty Smoothie.
Yeah. Will you continue to support Jay Shetty if you were a fan? Were you a fan? Are you heartbroken? Or do you think it's all a bunch of bullshit? Do you still stand behind him?
And also, what's your favorite scene from The Hangover?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Should I watch it?
Yes. Please watch it. It's
yeah.
So good.
Maybe I'll watch
so
it this
good.
Weekend.
I think I might watch it tonight. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, God. You snowed guys, in. We're about to get... There was one report Janelle sent me that said, what, 21 inches yeah. in our area?
Or something like that. There's like reports of 3 feet, 20 inches, 18 inches.
There's reports of...
Pretty much all of the Front Range of Colorado is getting dumped on. So that's cool.
It's so depressing. I hate March.
Cool.
Well... Sweet. That's going to be it for us today, guys.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
How's the weather where you live? We want to know everything. Tell us all of your thoughts.
Everything down below.
What's your favorite color? Okay. We love you.
See you on the next session.
But until then, keep it fresh.